16 Mishnah 1. Kol ha-metaltzilin mavin es ha-tumah ba'ove ha-madaya. Any movable object conveys impurity if it is thick as an ox goad. If it's thick as an ox goad, it will convey impurity, says the first part of the Mishnah. But I'm a Rabbi Tafun. Rabbi Tafun says, no. Akapayach es banai shizu halocha mekupachas. May my children be stricken. This is a stricken halocha. He's taking like an oath. You know, this, whoever said this halocha, that if it's as thick as an, if the circumference is as thick as an ox goat, then it will convey impurity. He says, rubbish. Rubbish. It was a move thing the that they used along. To, yeah, move the oxen along. It was something that right, they used to use to prod. To prod the oxen so along.
Circumference is a tefach.
Well, so this, yeah, that's how thick it was. Yeah. An ox goat had a circumference of about a tefach, and if you apply that 3-to-1 ratio, so it was the diameter of it was about a third of a, yeah. a third of a tefach. Mm. So normally we say it has to be a tefach, right? So that's why he's saying no, nonsense. Shalom, this halacha doesn't is nonsense. And how did it come about? Sheshama hashomer v'tar, because someone was listening in the Beis HaMidrash and he heard this halacha given over and he misunderstood the case. He misunderstood what was going on. Sheikha over Hamadaya al Kaseifo, because what was going on over there was a farmer was carrying an ox goad on his shoulder and he was walking through the fields. The hill tzidoi echad al hakever, and one side of the ox goad was passed over a grave. V'timuhu, and became impure mishum kalim hamahilim, because a utensil overshadowing a grave becomes impure. That's what happens. It becomes impure. Al hamais, and because it overshadowed a grave. And then the farmer, was now impure because he was holding an impure utensil. Not because it transmitted impurity to the utensil and then which acted as a tent. Mm-hmm. So see how the person, according to him, misunderstood this halacha. According to the person thought he was impure because it was a tent from the corpse to him. Says Rabbi Tafo, no, he was holding the thing. That's why he became impure. Not because it was a tent over him. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, ania saka, and I can fix it up. Disagrees with Rabbi Tafo, and he says, I can fix up the words, shiu divrei chachomim kayamin, that we can understand what the rabbis were trying to say in the first clause. And how can I fix it up? Shi kol ha-metaltzilin mavin es ha-tumah al adam ha-noisen bo'eva ha-madaya. Any movable object conveys impurity to the person carrying it if it is thick as an ox goad. V'al atzman b'kol shen, and to itself whatever it says. V'al shar adam v'kelim b'pesach tefach, and to other persons or utensils if it has a tefach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what's going on over here is that the rabbis decreed a special decree on this kind of scenario, where if this ox goat, even though it's not a tefach, it wasn't a tefach wad, it was only a third of a tefach, but if someone was carrying it and it overshadowed a corpse, the person would become impure by rabbinical decree. But the rabbis made a special decree in this scenario that it would transmit impurity to him through tent.
Like
a conduit through a tent, but only by rabbinical decree. Mm-hmm. Says Rabbi Akiva, in this scenario, there was a special rabbinical decree that the impurity would be transmitted to him. And that's what the rabbis meant. And if you fix up their wording a little bit, as he's done over here, then it makes sense. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it would come out that, look, if a utensil passes over a grave, it's impure. I mean, that much everyone, doesn't matter how big the utensil is. For it to transmit impurity as a tent, it's got to be a tefach. But from a third of a tefach to a tefach, says Rabbi Akiva, there was a rabbinical decree that it would transmit impurity. And that's the case that the rabbis were talking about.